Good Thursday afternoon. I'm Tim Burke, and I have a very special guest today, baritone Carlton Ford, who is, among other things, an Interlochen alum. Welcome back.
Thank you, Tim. It's a joy to be back.
It's been a different experience for you this time around. You're not a student, but facing a lot of them as you worked with them.
Eh? Yes. I've seen a lot of the students in the same kind of joy and exuberance that I had 8 years ago now. It's been 8 years, which is kind of hard to believe. The campus is still as beautiful as ever, so it's been great.
And you have done an awful lot in your time away from Interlochen. Give the folks a little bit of idea of where you have been and what you've been up to.
Well, last year was a big year, especially. I had the honor of making my debut at the Théâtre du Châtelet in Paris, as well as my debut with the New York Philharmonic and Houston Grand Opera. Debut. Since I graduated, I went and attended school at Juilliard and then went to Rice University for my master's, and just have been really, really lucky, really fortunate to be able to take in a lot of opportunities to perform around internationally.
Well, I would say that it also has a lot to do with talent and a lot of hard work as well. This doesn't just happen by accident, I know.
Interlochen was a great foot up. It really was a great step into this profession.
Well, it's great to have you back. You've got a lot of nice music prepared for us today. We're going to start off with some Grieg, as I understand it.
Yes, this first piece is called Ein Traum. It's by Edvard Grieg. It's from Opus 48. It's a beautiful song about this man who says, I had this beautiful dream that I met this beautiful woman. And then, you know, the song goes through and he's talking about all the things that were so excellent about this dream and this love he had. And the last line is, but then I woke up and it turns out it was all in reality. Wirklichkeit, reality. So it's a really beautiful song and it's an honor to sing it for you guys today.
Baritone Carlton Ford.
Er träumte einst ein schöner Traum, mich liebte eine blonde Maid. Es war am grünen Waldesraum, es war zur warmen Frühlingszeit. Die Knospe sprang der Waldbach schwul, fällen aus dem Dorfe scholl geläut, wir waren ganze Wonne voll, versunken ganz in Seligkeit. Und schöner noch, als einst der Traum begab es sich in Wirklichkeit. Es war am grünen Waldesraum, es war zur warmen Frühlingszeit. Der Wald wuchs schwul, die Knospe sprang, Geläute scholl vom Dorfe her. Ich hielt dich fest, ich hielt dich lang und lasse dich nun nimmer mehr. Du liebst in mir durch alle Zeit. Dort ward die Wirklichkeit zum Traum. Dort ward der Traum zur Wirklichkeit.
Ein Traum by Grieg, performed by baritone Carlton Ford. Wow. What a great work. You can, even if you don't understand the language, you can, if you know the story, you can really pick up on what's going on.
You can hear the passion. It's, you know, it's one of the things I've been talking to the students about, which is something that the teachers instilled in me when I was at the academy, is that everything you need in music is there. The composer, an artful composer, has put it all there. So it's about us as artists going out there and experiencing the fullness of life, so that we know how to read the signs that the composer's given us, so we know what they're asking us to open up and present to the audience, to the public. So
there must be a bit of an advantage to having seen some of life when you sing these.
Yeah, you know, it's the repertoire I sang when I was in at the Academy. Some of it is still in my repertoire, like the next piece we're going to end up doing. But some of it's still in my repertoire. But you know, when you go out there and you experience things like loss, heartache, true love, and things like that, it really brings things to a whole different level, as you can imagine. So things become natural, and you don't have to put on a show anymore. It becomes just opening up.
And you mentioned you've got another work for us, in this case, as I understand it, some Ravel?
Yes. Now, this piece is very close to me because this is the piece that I was able to sing when I won the concerto competition when I was at the Academy back in 2005. I sang, this is a piece called Don Quixote al Dulcinea. So this is the second of that set of three songs.
Again, baritone Carlton Ford. Carlton Ford with music of Ravel. What a gorgeous finish to that.
It's a beautiful, beautiful song. And I had the honor of singing it with the orchestra with Maestro Hazelwood, Matthew Hazelwood, the late Matthew Hazelwood. And he taught me a lot about how to just, you know, it's enough to just stand even in front of a full orchestra, in front of a full auditorium, and just open up and speak the text, speak the words. And that you will learn something from that. Yeah. So
I'm curious, you've done some pretty amazing things in the time since you've left Interlaken. I'm thinking of your Carnegie Hall debut,
yeah,
with the likes of Yo-Yo Ma, yeah, Hampson,
yeah,
Dame Upshaw.
That was my second year at Juilliard. I was a sophomore, and they said, Carlton, would you be up for singing at Carnegie Hall? And I said, okay, yeah, that sounds great. It turns out it was for opening night, 2008, and it's on DVD. It was a tribute to Leonard Bernstein. So we did works from West Side Story, Officer Krupke. So you can watch, actually, you can even watch the clip of Officer Krupke on YouTube. You watch me doing the song and dance thing on that.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Did you have one of those gulp moments when you realized it wasn't just singing at Carnegie, but it was for this particular performance?
Yeah, and I've been fortunate enough to have a lot of those gulp moments. After the Young Arts competition, I was asked a couple of years after to go and do a masterclass with Maestro Placido Domingo of the three tenors, Placido Domingo, one of my big idols, one of the reasons why I started singing opera. And they just said, would you be willing in 2 days to fly to Washington, D.C. and to sing a masterclass with him, a filmed masterclass for HBO at the Kennedy Center? So I did that. Didn't have the opportunity to be scared because I just had to keep my mind focused on the goal, and it happened so quickly, which was a blessing for me, not to really realize what was going on. Those have been great opportunities.
And you've debuted with the Houston Grand Opera. Do you prefer leader, for instance, to opera, or
there's a time in a singer's journey where they realize that maybe their voice is suited for one medium over another. However, that doesn't mean that we can't really excel at both. I feel that my heart is really in opera, but overall, I feel music through and through. So if you put music in front of me, I'll find a way to do it to the best of my abilities. But these songs that we've presented, I don't know if your audience can feel it. They're grand scale songs. So that's what I try to do, is find songs that allow me to emote. So songs that aren't really academic study pieces. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah. More of a work for display, if you will, as opposed to a work to teach you something.
Right. Right. For me, that's to be able to communicate, is very important. Also educate, but to communicate is very, very important. So,
for the sake of folks just tuning in, this is live from Studio A. I'm Tim Burke. My guest is Carlton Ford, baritone. And my thanks also to Donna Brunsba,
who's, yes,
been accompanying so beautifully. Thank you so much for that. And we still have time for another work.
I would love to sing a piece of Tosti for you, the composer's Francesco Tosti. This piece, if Donna and I have a long history now of, I guess, I graduated 8 years ago, but we were friends well before I actually graduated. And Donna was a very instrumental part in me studying in Lucca, which is this town in Italy and in Tuscany, which was Puccini's hometown. That's where I first learned this piece. This piece is, the first line says, "L'alba separa dalla luce l'ombra," which is, "The dawn separates the light from the shade." And it's about love and love lost, and really giving your all in a very Italianate way toward love, toward the ideal of love. And I love this song.
L'alba si para dalla luce. Dal mio desire, o dolci stelle, è l'ora di morire, un mio divino amor dal ciel vi sgombra. Pupilli ardenti, o voi senza ritorno, stelle tristi, spegnetevi incorrotte, morir debbo, veder non voglio il giorno. per amor del mio sogno e della notte. Chiudimi a notte nel tuo sen materno, mentre la terra
Baritone Carlton Ford, Interlaken graduate and very busy man. Yeah. That's one of those ones where you wish there was more to it. It's like, oh, come on, you're done now?
Yeah. That's when in Italy they scream bis, bis, or, you know, encore. So, yeah, I'm very happy. Don and I have been talking and trying to get me up here for some time now. So this is really a joy. To spend this time back on campus with the students, especially to come in and talk to you and to share this with the Interlaken public radio community.
Well, thank you so much. I'm curious, was there anything, you were mentioning working with the students, was there anything that you felt, if I get nothing else across to these students, this is what I want them to leave with?
Yes, yeah. I think the most important thing is to diversify. I think one thing that these students really want to know is that there are multiple ways. I mean, to use an old idiom, the multiple ways to skin a cat, right? So the idea that hard work is really the thing, and perseverance is really the thing that pays off in this career. And talent is very important, but talent is not all of it. Diversify your talents. Really find your niche, because there are... everyone is very, very, very special and in very unique ways. And to be open enough to explore that and really find what's right for you.
Pretty good advice, whether you're a musician or not, I'd say.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. Baritone Carlton Ford, and thanks to Donna Brunsma, who played so beautifully.
I can't say thanks enough to Donna, yeah.
Thank you both for coming in.